Missouri's top prosecutor is suing coffee giant Starbucks over what he calls discrimination based on the race and gender of its workforce. Attorney General Andrew Bailey filed a lawsuit on Tuesday, claiming the popular coffee spot broke federal and state laws with its practices. The complaint says Starbucks pays people based on their race and gender, the same criteria it uses to promote within the company and determine its leaders. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Seattle-based company says, "We are deeply committed to creating opportunity for every single one of our partners." Bailey cites the 2023 Supreme Court ruling, where justices said individuals must be treated equally regardless of race in college admissions. He argues that this should also apply to employers removing race as a consideration. Court documents also bring up the Civil Rights Act of 1964, saying Congress outlawed all racial discrimination, recognizing that no discrimination based on race is benign, that no action disadvantaging a person because of his color is affirmative. The lawsuit goes into Starbucks' diversity, equity, and inclusion programs aimed to diversify its staff both behind the counter and in the office. The company began setting goals in 2020 to reach marginalized communities and invest in their talent through training and programs. Bailey says it's an unlawful practice, causing segregation across the company because white men are not allowed to participate. According to Starbucks, nearly 48% of their employees are white, less than 5% are Asian, 32% are Hispanic, and 8% are Black. By gender, the majority of the workforce is women at 70.9%, and men make up a little over 28%. Bailey filed a similar complaint against tech company IBM in 2024, saying they violated the law by putting forward hiring quotas based on race. According to his office, the litigation is ongoing. The Starbucks lawsuit has multiple demands, including compensation, acknowledgement that their programs are discriminatory, and a change in their policies.